right on cue. You're not going to believe what I saw yesterday. Unless you were with me in the car, then you will believe it. But guess what I saw yesterday? Let me give you a hint. There was a storm, it was raining, and what I saw after the rain was over. What did I see? You were there. That doesn't count. You were there too. Let's see. What do you think I saw? Yes. A rainbow. And I was looking at the rainbow, and then somebody asked me, what is a rainbow? So I want to ask you, what is a rainbow? You know what a rainbow is? It's different colors. Good job. And where do those colors come from? Now you can answer.
White light.
White light.
Prism.
Prism.
And
breaks the lights into its different colors. Excellent. Now, you know that there's a story about a rainbow in the Bible? Who knows the story about the rainbow in the Bible? What is the story?
It's Noah's Ark.
Noah's Ark. So I want to tell you about Noah. Noah listened to God's word. God called Noah, and God said to Noah, hey, Noah, or something like that. I don't know exactly how God speaks to people, but God said, Noah, I have a job for you. I need you to build an ark. Now, you know what an ark is? Tell me, you know what is an ark?
A boat.
A boat, right? A really, really, really big boat. So big that you can put animals inside and people, right? So God told Noah to build a boat. Now, the thing is, have you ever been in a boat? Yes. And so where are boats usually on?
Water.
On water. Well, the thing is that this was like the desert. There was no water around. And so Noah heard God saying, you need to build a boat. And then he looked around and he said, but there's no water around here. But you know what Noah did? He believed. Can you say he believed? He had faith, and so he started building the boat. You see, what happened is that people were really, really evil back then. They were so evil, they were greedy, and they were violent. They were really killing each other so that they could have each other's possessions. And God was not going to have any of that. And so there was going to be a big flood, but God didn't want to have everybody perish in the flood. So he wanted to save people that were of good heart. And so he said to Noah, build an ark so that people of good heart can be there, and also the animals, because God didn't want to hurt the animals, right? And so he started building the ark, and imagine what the neighbors would say to Noah when they saw him building this ark. What do you think the neighbors would say? Let's see. Yes?
You're crazy.
Things like that along those lines, right? Like, you're crazy. Like, what are you doing? And yet he built the ark because he believed in God's promise. And then when the ark was finished, guess what happened? Water came. It started raining. And did it hurt Noah and his family and the people of good heart and the animals? Why not? Because they were in the boat. Because they believed. Can you say they believe? They had faith. Can you say they have faith? Now, I want to tell you a little secret about Noah's story, something that you might not know. Noah was not only somebody that lived many, 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 many years ago, hundreds of years ago, thousands of years ago, but Noah is you. You are Noah. So God also calls you to build something, but God doesn't call you to build an ark or a boat. You know what God calls you to build? Something a little bit more complicated. God calls you and us, all of us, to build a new way for people to behave with each other. A way for people to interact with each other. So God calls us to build kindness. Now, how do you think that it's easy to build a boat, an ark. You just use wood and nails and a hammer and lots of help. But how do you build kindness? How do you do that? What is kindness? Yes? Helping other people. Very good. What else? How else can we build kindness? If somebody's hungry, we help them have food. If somebody is angry, we are patient, right? So by love, by living out love. Now, some people might say, ha, why are you being kind if everybody else is mean? Why are you being generous if everybody else is greedy? Just the same way that they told Noah, hey, why are you building that ark if there's no rain coming? But you know what we have? We have faith. Say, we believe. We believe that kindness wins. Can you say kindness wins? In the end, kindness wins. And that is what we believe. And that is why we will build, not the ark like Noah, but we will build kindness wherever we are, at school, at home, and especially with our brothers and sisters. Right? Help me bless the children, please. Gracious God, we thank you so much for the gift of children, because we know that every child born is a sign that you have not given up on us. We thank you for these children that you have entrusted to our care. We pray that we may be able to be models of faith and of kindness to them, that they may be able to grow in your grace to help build the kingdom of love and kindness that you have promised us. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Okay, you can go back to your seats.